from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Home and Home.
Let's talk about it with Jeff Lanham, arguably the number one Bengals fan in the region. You'll remember Jeff because he lived on his roof of his bar for more than 50 days until the Bengals won a football game. How long were you up there, Jeff? Remind us.
I was up there 57 days.
57 days spent atop your roof in what was a pretty cool man cave, but that was dedication as they went 0-11. What's your reaction to the speculation that Joe Burrow might not want to play for your Bengals?
I don't think it's true, honestly.
Why do you say that, Jeff?
Just watching the local news where they've interviewed his parents here in Cincinnati, where he's been on Fox 19 and stuff, and just their comments to the situation, it just doesn't sound like it's that he said something like that where he doesn't want to play there.
All right, so, but when they say to him, do you want to play for the Bengals? And he says, well, listen, it's early in the process. They have a process. I've got a process. We'll see. Like, that doesn't piss you off? That he won't say, I want to play for the Bengals, your team?
No, not really. I mean, if I was in a situation, I'd probably say the same thing just so it wouldn't like look like to other teams in the NFL, like, you know, in case if he didn't want him, then they might not be his option also. You know, he just keeps it open to anybody.
Jeff Lanham with us, who spent 50-plus days on the Hog Rock Cafe while the Bengals went 0-11. Jeff, so here's your opportunity. Here's your chance to speak directly to Joe Burrow, because of course he's listening. What's your message to Joe Burrow about who the Cincinnati Bengals are and why he should want to play for them?
I think if I could tell him something, why not be the first quarterback ever to win a championship for a team that's never won a championship? Do something that nobody else has done.
So, Jeff, I know that you don't think Burrow doesn't want to play for the Bengals. Like, I get that. But let's just say it comes out and he says he doesn't want to play for the Bengals, which, by the way, I don't think he does want to play for the Bengals. But let's say he comes out and he actually says that. Then how would you feel?
Well, I definitely wouldn't want to have somebody playing for me that didn't. I don't think that's a good idea at all. Then I would go the other route because Cincinnati, you know, I don't know if it's true or not, looks like they've got a lot of people wanting Joe Burrow and wanting to give them a, you know, a lot of picks for it. And I would take that route and go with what's best for my team.
Does it bother you, Jeff, that all these fans on social media are saying they don't blame Joe Burrow? Who would want to play for that train wreck of an organization? I wouldn't want to play for them either. We got a poll question going, Jeff. And more than 50% of people are saying they would try to avoid being drafted by the Bengals. Does that bother you?
Yeah, it does bother me. I think it should bother the actual ownership and the organization more than it bothers the fans. But unfortunately, that's not how it works.
It's been since 1991, of course, Jeff, that your Bengals won a playoff game, 7 straight losses in the postseason. So can't you understand that a guy has some hesitation for playing for an organization that is famous for not winning postseason games?
What was that again?
my point is that the Bengals haven't won a playoff game since 1991. Right. So don't you understand a guy being somewhat hesitant about wanting to come play for them?
Yeah, I mean, I understand that, but, you know, I don't know. When I played sports growing up, it really didn't matter to me what team I played on. I went out there and I wanted to win every game no matter what it was. You know, sometimes you got to be that person that changes everything and makes a new beginning.
Exactly, Jeff. That's the attitude. I like it. All right. So I want to go back to you living on the roof, dude. How good was that feeling when they won and you were able to come back and live in your house?
It was great, man. It's not that it was like physically hard. It was just extremely boring. I mean, you couldn't do anything. You're in a 10 by 10 little tent, and that was it. The only time I left that thing was to go to the restroom, and I would come back in there and just to come down off the roof and know that I didn't have to go back up there. I actually, I think I only went back in the tent two times after the time I came off, and the rest of it, I just pretty much donated the tent to the Boy Scouts here in our town, and I let them take the tent down and stuff. I was finished with it. I didn't mess with it ever again after I came out of there.
Jeff, are you getting a little bit emotional talking about how good of a feeling it was to finally be able to escape the tent?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely hit. It was getting kind of scary up there because I was thinking I was going to be up there for the rest of the year and then have to go back up the following year. And the boredom, I mean, it was so boring. People don't really understand. I would never make that comment again. I'll tell you that.
Wow, man. What? But you had a TV and stuff and people would come visit you. What's so boring?
You can't just not being able to do anything. I mean, I know everybody when they came up here and looked at it and the big TV and a recliner and a cot and, you know, maybe a little camping stand. It's all I can say if everybody thinks it's easy, have at it. To stay in one spot nonstop, not go anywhere, do anything, not being able to. I mean, I was able to, but I just didn't because I was keeping my word.
All right, Jeff Lanham, who spent more than 50 days atop his roof in support of the, at the time, 0-11 Bengals. They'll clearly be better this year, and they'll turn it around for you this season, Jeff. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. See you guys.
Hey, everybody, it's Ross Tucker. Thanks for listening to the Home and Home podcast. Remember, you can watch or listen live every day from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time exclusively on the radio.com app or on the web at radio.com/home.
Home and Home.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.